The bill patches a $527 million hole in the state budget, but a substantial minority of legislators on both sides of the aisle aren't happy with it, and most seem to be preparing for the governor's vetoes. After the vote, two legislators took partisan potshots at each other in closing speeches. Madison Democrat Mark Pocan called the vote an example of how his party is able to make compromises when it comes to fixing the state budget, and he predicted voters in the fall election would get the message.
The Assembly Democrats today stood up and we governed. We may not like everything that was in that package. We may ask the governor for vetoes in that package. But I think that this shows that we are, if we get the opportunity to be in the majority, we are ready to govern.
In response, Republican Jeff Fitzgerald warned newly elected legislators to be careful if the governor decides to take funds out of the state transportation fund.
Because there's going to be a thing called a veto override. Better get ready to determine whether you want to actually let that governor raid that transportation fund or you want to stand up and vote the right way. So we'll see what the governor does with his veto pen. But we'll be back here if he touches transportation. And I got a good hunch we'll be back here.
The governor is expected to issue his vetoes in a matter of days. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.